Uncle C, back in the office, and in today's video, I'm going to be explaining specifically how to get a girlfriend in 2020 without games, without pullbacks, without BS. Now, believe it or not, this topic was actually a requested one, and since I saw this in the comments on a couple different videos, I thought that it would be a very good thing to discuss and show and present and really teach specifically how you can do this without running into the things that majority of common culture is going to be running into. You gotta understand, if you keep following the trend of what most people do, what's going to happen is that you're going to end up where most people don't want to be. So if you actually learn throughout this entire presentation exactly what I've done, exactly what I've taught, exactly what I've shown others, and not only that, the exact step-by-step process that everybody's been using to get really, really good success, well, guess what? You're going to be in good hands. Okay, so stick with me on this. Now, one of the things that I think is very important is to speak from a standpoint of credibility and not just some guy with a whiteboard completely talking out of his ass. Okay, first off, in my Masculinity Blueprint closed members group, if you look, when one of my students, George Cook, took a poll, he said, how many of you would like a relationship versus how many of you would like a, just like to casually sleep around? And you see, the men that actually want a relationship outweighs the ones that don't, over 2x. Okay, more men want to actually have companionship than just complete random occasions with women. Okay, now keep in mind, this is not me talking out of my ass, because as you see in the back end of my software, I've sold my courses over 600 times, which means that I've interacted with like 300, 400, 500, 600 men, depending on how many have been active and actually engaging with me once they get access into the community. Okay, this is coming from a standpoint of not only me being a coach and showing you my success with my relationship, but what I'm also going to show you is that most men want this, but they're too scared to admit it, and I'm going to explain why. So first off, what you have to understand is that first, to do this, to get a girlfriend without games, without bullshit, without BS, you have to get square with yourself. You have to get square with yourself, you have to get honest with yourself, and you have to actually admit to yourself what you want. This square right here is you getting square. You getting squared up in the mirror and saying, what do I want? What do I actually want? Not what does this pill colored channel tell me I should want, not what my best friend down the street who drinks a six pack of beer every single weekend tells me I should want. What do I want? Okay, because your intuition is your soul that will lead you in the right way. Positive, up, up equals positivity. You need to start trusting your intuition. Your intuition is all you have as a man. You have to understand that your balls and your strength to prevail, even when you are scared, even when you're apprehensive, even when you've been burned, even when you've been jaded, you have to trust your intuition. It screams at you for the right reasons. And when you start to do this, what you're going to understand is that you unlock a new level of consciousness within yourself that says, hey, what type of person do I want to attract in my life? This is so key. What you gotta do, especially if you are a guy that has been burned, is you need to start to learn from your damn mistakes. Not just totally scrape the barrel and go the opposite end, because guess what? Men like to build something. Men naturally have an intuition of drive and manifestation and desire. Why is that? Because we have masculine drive and ambition. This is key to understand. This is very key to understand that human beings, and men in particular, really like to build. They like to have foundation. They like structure. Okay, what you gotta understand is that when you apply this to your relationship, most men who are hooking up or telling themselves that the only way they're alpha or dominant is if they can have a body count that's a mile long for 2020, they're settling for something shallower than what their intuition is telling them. I need you to stop settling for shallowness. Okay, what you gotta understand is the majority of people are going to tell you that settling in general, as in with one companion, that's weak. I'm telling you the exact opposite. When you settle for the reverse, when you settle against your intuition, this is actually killing your soul more and more. What this is doing is this is actually crushing the strength that you need to prevail in life. This is taking what you really want and telling yourself, I'm not going to do that. Okay, and that's weak. It's weak because you're not figuring out how to do it. Learn from your mistakes. If you're a complete buttercup before and overvalidated, and you're like a soft little Pillsbury doughboy I'd just pick at all day, or she would just pick at, well, we need to not be like that. Okay, we need to be tough. We need to be strong. We need to be masculine. In no way, shape, or form, though, does it mean that we need to sleep with her and all of her friends and crush her spirit and never give her commitment or never actually give ourselves the chance to have commitment in the first place because we're too scared. You have to understand, most of these players, most of these men, that are telling you this, or most of these quote-unquote alphas that think they need to sleep with so many women, they have the biggest void out of anybody. And they don't know how to fill that void with anything than their pleasures. And because of that, they try to convince you to do that due to the fact that that's what they're doing. You got to understand that if you identify your ideal life, your ideal companion, your ideal partner, well, what's going to happen is that when your intuition and that ideal sense comes together, you're going to start to actually lay the roadmap of what this may look like. And that's a hell of a lot better than settling for something that you truly don't want deep down. The next thing that you have to understand is the actual substrata of men on YouTube. Okay, the substrata of men on YouTube is like a very small minority of people. It's typically men who have already been in relationships and have been cheated on, or men who are bitter, or men who cannot attract women or speak or have any social skills at all. These are the types of men that gravitate towards YouTube. And then all of a sudden they're looking for influencers. They're looking for other people to give them the direction. They're looking for other men to give them dating advice. But here's the problem is that they're coming into it with a predisposition of being bitter and angry in the first place. You have to understand that there's lots of culture. There's lots of people in the world that have amazing relationships and amazing families and amazing times with a companion. And they do just fine, okay? Because you get what you focus on. If you're focusing on the negative, if you're constantly telling yourself, this is bullshit, all women are like this, I'm never going to have what I want because it's impossible, well, then that's what you are. That's what you become. If you tell yourself the reverse and you tell yourself, I'm going to focus on the positive, I'm going to figure out how to do this in the right format, well, that's what you're going to get. Because here's the thing, in order to have a strong sense of well-being, you have to understand the backbone to how good you're going to feel is going to be the things that really make humans come together, like rock solid families, right? Having companionship with another person that can help guide you on your mission and you can help guide her on hers. You gotta realize these things are bread and butter to actually human beings flourishing and not destroying one another. So if you actually look at the bigger picture here, you can do this without games and BS if you start focusing on the right things. If you gravitate towards your attention to this middle column here, what you're gonna understand is that seeing what this other person, what this woman is about, is one of the biggest keys to actually having success with this. Because you have to understand, most men actually do not know what the woman's about. They're doing whatever they can to get into that woman's pants as fast as possible. And it's a completely different way of looking at things. If you do that, that's what she's going to think that you're qualifying her on, which means she's going to follow suit. You have to understand, I've been there before. I've made it my mission for so many years. Every time a woman would come into my vicinity or I'd go out on a date or she would come to my house, I would purposely see how fast I could try to sleep with her. And then that's what would happen is that I would be running into all of these issues. When I stopped doing that, and I actually took some time to see what this woman is about, what are her goals, what are her values, what is her thoughts on her way of living? Okay, because one of the best things that I've learned through business is this: hire slow but fire fast. If you hire slow but fire fast, well, now you're not going to run into all the turmoil, the bullshit, the games, because you're slow to commit. You're slow to say, yes, this is the person I would like potentially. You're slow to give her any sort of commitment. You're slow to do any things of this because you're half the equation as the man too. Your mental, physical, emotional well-being matters just as much as hers. Which means you need to be looking out for yourself at the same time while screening the woman. Okay, what this means to fire fast is that on the date or in the interactions in the first few weeks, if I notice that her goals, values, and thoughts on ways of living does not necessarily match mine, or she's all about different things that I'm not all about, you gotta understand, it's not going to work. I don't care how big her ass is, I don't care how... I'm looking out for my well-being and the structure of my life. And when you can do that and you're not necessarily so quick to fall in love based off of her beauty, this is when you can have success. Because what this should be, this woman that you potentially are seeing, is you should potentially have a common mission or goal together that you could potentially see yourself aligning with, so that way you guys are potentially better together than you would be apart. The whole goal with this is that you have to realize it's 50-50 and she has to want it as much or even slightly more than you do. Because as a woman, she's going to naturally want a strong man in her life, potentially a leader to help throughout the relationship. This is also key. So what you need to do as you're actually meeting these women is you need to take notes of their habits, because actions speak so much louder than words. If you met her through DMs, that means she's probably met a lot of guys through DMs. If you met her on Tinder, that means she's meeting guys on Tinder. If you met her on Bumble, that means she's meeting guys on Bumble. It's not going to work. If you want a girlfriend in 2020 without games, without BS, you need to let the actions speak louder than the words. If you're hanging out with her and her Snapchat's blowing up, she's constantly talking about drama, about media, about all of these other things, well, it's not going to work. With my current relationship, one of the things that stuck out to me in the beginning is when I was actually discussing these things about life with her during the first few weeks or the first month, is she said, "I really wish that relationships were like the olden days, as if my grandparents were, where they met each other and things were just smooth by default." Because she doesn't necessarily need to gravitate towards Snapchat and Instagram and all of these things. She's actually looking for human-to-human qualities. This is going to be harder than ever in 2020. Make no mistake, you have your work cut out for you. But I do not want any of you to settle for the shallow being when your deep intuition tells you that you want a partner that has massive compatibility with, massive attraction with, and not only that, somebody you can actually flourish with to keep your mental well-being sane as well as hers and potentially have something beautiful one day. This is my best advice to you. It is possible, but you need to start playing the route of positivity, of positive masculinity, and actually set your future up for success, not just shallow level failures. If you like this video, please hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.